whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, my mic's back on. I got permission from Bob. It's his show, not mine. As we power through on a Friday, Dusty, you should be winning Sportsman of the Year. Won that for Lee Summitt. That was a bid on Alex Gold and Cody Tapp show. Shout out to Fred Liggett. He's the one that gave me that award. So I got to be the Sportsman of the Year in downtown Lee Summitt.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Way to go, Fred.
But that's probably a lie of a story that I tell.
How bad is Carson Beck to go back to college when there's no quarterbacks in this draft?
I can debunk that.
Okay.
I think he can make more money in Miami because they're one of the biggest NIL schools. So he'll make either the same, if not a little bit more, because he wouldn't get drafted in the first round, I don't think.
You don't think with this year's quarterback class and teams desperate?
Because he was exposed this year. I know there was a lot of injuries, but he also was, it's not his fault, but he had Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers last year. And those two guys in the league against grown men as rookies were two of the best catching, you know, receivers, tight end, whatever you want to say it, in the league. I mean, Ladd McConkey was a stud, Brock Bowers, enough said. And it's like, you lose those two guys and try to, you know, continue to do that. It's kind of tough to do that.
Patrick Mahomes did all right, Max said.
Exactly.
I mean, but that's great, though, because it shows you, like, we just keep getting more evidence of why this guy is the greatest player that we've ever seen, because Carson Beck was a product of his wide receiver and tight end. They weren't a product of him.
Right.
And you want your players, your weapons, your surrounding cast to be a product of your quarterback. You don't want your quarterback to be a product of them, because if they leave, then you're up a creek without a paddle, you know?
Plus, Carson Beck's love of his life is currently a Miami citizen and plays for the Miami women's basketball team.
Right.
And there's the lead.
And there is that. But no, I think
I would move to Miami for Haley Cavender.
Yeah, that's of course. Fair. Who wouldn't? Right? I mean, my God, let's go. But you may be right about maybe getting more money this year.
I mean, Miami's loaded with NIL,
They are, yeah. They've got a lot
of
cash.
It's like Quinn Ewers is going to go. Why would he not go to the draft? Because he's going to go to Ohio State and rake.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you don't have to.
And there's not a lot of pressure, you know?
No.
I mean, there is, but there isn't, because you know, whatever, I'll just go to the NFL and see what I can do after that, right? It's like a regular season game versus a playoff game. But
ride it out in college, make money, and, you know, wait till next year.
And, you know,
because the quarterback class next year ain't good either.
No, it's not. I don't know when we're going to have another good quarterback class. Like that Drew Aller last night, that interception, man, is he going to get drafted now?
Yeah, by the Giants.
That was a great tweet. Who tweeted that out?
I'll have to find it.
Somebody tweeted out a picture of Aller after the interception last night with his hands on his head, looking up to the sky, screaming, "This screams New York Giants."
No, it said, "I know a New York Giant quarterback when I see one."
Yes. Giants are like, "We got to get this Drew Aller. It'll help Brian Daboll keep his job."
Mitch Holt is in about, I don't know, 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes, and I know you're listening, Mitch, so I know you're ready for a couple of Chiefs talk, because this 7 o'clock hour is loaded, with Chiefs content. And from this 913 text, could you guys be choking on Mahomes any harder? Just wait for this one. I'll tell you this.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. It's okay. Breathe in, breathe out. Mahomes and Kelce can become the GOAT duo if they win a three-peat. You cannot argue this. And I would love for someone to tell me otherwise. You cannot argue this. A duo who's the best at both of their positions, like the best of all time. If Mahomes wins a three-peat, the conversation the next day after the Super Bowl will be like, is he now officially better than Brady? Half of the audience will say no, and needs still to catch him with the rings. That'd be 4 rings in 7 years for Patrick Mahomes as a starting quarterback. That would be a three-peat. That would be 4 rings for Travis Kelce. What does Gronk have? 4, I believe, right? 3 with New England, 1 with Tampa. So that cancels itself out. Travis Kelce, the 1,000-yard seasons, I don't need to keep going on. But that would be the GOAT duo. Not only that, we've heard Binkley say this already, that if Patrick Mahomes wins one more playoff game, he ties Montana. Ergo, if he wins the Super Bowl, he would pass Montana. He would tie with one more, pass Montana. Travis Kelce's like 300 and some change yards away.
I think it's like 340 or 330 yards away of the postseason, which he did last year in the postseason.
Played an extra game, but could still do it this year. If he passes,
if he does that this year, just let me jump in real fast. If he does that this year and goes off and passes Jerry Rice, you know he's retiring.
1,000%. So he would pass Jerry Rice as the highest postseason reception yards leader. Patrick Mahomes would pass Joe Montana and only be behind Tom Brady. Because if he goes through this playoff run and wins a 3-peat, he'd be 18-3. So, yeah, let that factor in. 16, 17, 18. Three-game win streak if you'd have to win the Super Bowl.
He'd be 15 games above 500 in the playoffs.
In 7 years.
and so he'd be an entire season of games above 500 in the postseason.
Sorry, I'm going to keep choking on Mahomes. So as we go on, they would pass Jerry Rice and Montana. One of the best duos of all time. They're already better than Aikman and Irvin. They're already better than Peyton and Marvin. This championship, if they can complete this run of a three-peat and everything that comes with it, to me, in my opinion of a biased homer Chiefs, you know, reporter, I guess you could call that, they would then, in my opinion, be a better duo than Gronk and Brady because, again, they would win a three-peat, never been done. Mahomes would have his fourth title in 7 years as a starting quarterback in the NFL. He'd be 18-3 in the playoffs. He would have the rest of his career to win three more rings. And even if he doesn't, he will eventually have equal, if not more, passing record numbers than Tom Brady. He will have either one shy or he'll have tied Tom Brady, I think, in titles because he'll have, what, 9 more years of football to win 3 titles. If he's won 4 and 7, I think his odds are in favor of him. And Travis Kelce would then, I think in that point, everyone would like have the same consensus debate of, yes, it's Kelce, Gronk, Tony G. Those are the three tight ends. And that is something that is crazy to think that if they can go on a championship run and win it, they would solidify themselves as the two greatest combo to do it in NFL's history.
Well,
and we get to live in this time.
Yeah, is there still question on Gronk being better than Travis?
Of course there is.
Because I haven't seen a lot of that lately. You know, I think Gronk has kind of become a footnote to a lot of things. And I really think if Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs win this Super Bowl and he three-peats, Tom Brady becomes a footnote in NFL history. And he becomes a broadcaster slash owner. And he is no longer looked at the greatest of all time. And I don't care that he has 7 rings. Patrick Mahomes winning 3 in a row will do something that has never been done in the history, in the 105-year history of this league. I mean, maybe somebody in the Providence Steamrollers back in the day won 3 in a row or whatever it was, you know, when they first started the league. But in these modern times that we're in, since the merger, since the Super Bowl, all of that kind of stuff, nobody has done what the Chiefs are on the cusp of doing, and that's winning 3 in a row. And I think because of that, that old show used to say, is that your final answer? Yes, this is my final answer. Because my final answer is, if you do something, and it's not just something, it's 3 years of being the greatest team in the most powerful league that evolves by the minute. If you win 3 in a row in this era of the NFL as a quarterback, you are officially the greatest of all time. And I know people will say Tom Brady has 7 and Mahomes would only have 4. Mahomes is going to do something and is on the cusp of doing something that has only been dreamed about, that has only been kind of discussed, and only like Jeter and Jordan have ever done, and that's win 3 championships in a row. Nobody in the NFL has done it. So when the Chiefs win this championship and it becomes their 3rd in a row, Patrick Mahomes officially becomes the greatest quarterback of all time. And to me, there's just no debate. I don't want to hear about stats. I don't want to hear about numbers. I don't want to hear about this. Patrick Mahomes legitimately in 900 days won 3 championships. And that is all you need to know about why he's the best. And oh, by the way, did it last year in a season where they had to go on the road and win multiple playoff games against teams that everybody thought they were going to beat, doing it with no wide receivers and no weapons, doing it, you know, with a complete changeover on the defensive side, the first go around that they did this thing. Patrick Mahomes wins in all conditions, in all circumstances, and it doesn't matter what people serve up to him. He goes out there and says, okay, that's what you're serving me tonight. I'm going to take care of business. Tom Brady went 10 years without doing anything in the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes is ready to go 3 in a row, and because of that, he becomes the greatest of all time on February 9th when they win this championship.
Well, Tom Brady did a lot in that decade. He still
didn't win a championship, though.
Still went, but didn't win. Put up a lot of numbers.
Didn't win.
Could you imagine 18-2? What's the toughest Super Bowl to win, the first one or the third straight?
Well, I think the third straight.
Third straight.
This is hard.
And on the toughest route, they would go, if they did it, they'd go 18-2.
stay focused, Dusty?
Oh, 18 and 2 this year. Yeah, they'd be 18 and 2 this year.
I'd always say 18 and 1. I know it, but I'd always say 18 and 1. That's what I'd always say.
Well, yeah, you got
that. You know
that,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I just
18 and 2.
But it is what it is.
It's what it is. Fine.
Right,
fine.
They would go 18 and 2. Mahomes' playoff record would be 18 and 3. Travis Kelce would have 4 titles. They'd win a three-peat. And Andy Reid would be solidified as probably the greatest coach of all time.
No, there's no question. The three-peat changes everything. This next month, now I'm getting about a month, right? This
month
next,
from today?
This next month has the opportunity to drastically change the perception and the way that we view the Kansas City Chiefs as a franchise, the way we view Andy Reid as a coach, the way we view Brett Veach as a GM, the way that we view Patrick Mahomes as a quarterback. It has an opportunity to drastically change over the next month with that three-peat. That three-peat is rarefied air. It's never been done before to be the first and the only in this era of the NFL to do something like this. It drastically changes everything.